Time to talk to Michael Mina, who's a head chef at a bunch of restaurants around the country, including Mina's Fish House. And Mina's is in Hawaii at the Four Seasons Resort, which is where you'll be going with a sunny 98.1 trip a day giveaway when you win to Hawaii. And Michael, you do have restaurants all over the place.
Yeah.
Really interested in this. In number one, I love seafood.
Thank you.
Number two, a lot of the seafood we find comes from Hawaiian waters for this restaurant.
Obviously, it's kind of a dream come true to be able to do a fish restaurant right on the water in Hawaii.
Oh, I'll bet.
You know, it doesn't really get much better than that.
But you have restaurants in California and Nevada and, of course, Hawaii and Washington and Wyoming. And what got you interested in the restaurant business?
You know, like a lot of chefs kind of my generation, I would say, you know, I was always interested in cooking growing up. I grew up in a Middle Eastern household, and you know, my mom would cook. My mom and family members would cook for 20, 30 people at the dinner table, you know, and so it was always an event. And but as far as, you know, getting started in the restaurant business, it started as a job at 15, and yeah, started as a prep cook at a small restaurant and just really fell in love with everything about it. Just, I would go home and I'd be so, you know, excited and just overwhelmed with thoughts in my mind of, you know, what I had learned that day and what I had seen. And so I got, you know, extremely passionate about it at a young age, started cooking at that restaurant throughout the time I was in high school. And went to culinary school, to the Culinary Institute of America right after high school.
Wow.
And got very fortunate to chance to do my externship at the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And from there, I met Charlie Palmer, who was opening in New York, Oriel, and got to work there while I was back in school for my second year and after school. And I really just, you know, I knew at a very young age. I was a fortunate person at 16. I knew what I wanted to do with my life for the rest of my life. So it's pretty fortunate. Yes, I was never got distracted.
There are so many people who would, I'm sure, go to your restaurant and have a dish and then try and create it at home, can never do it. Never, ever possibly do it. What is your secret?
Really, with cooking, there's an evolution to really, I think, becoming a really good cook.
So you can't do it overnight, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's an evolution, obviously, to, okay, whenever I give a cooking lesson to somebody, I tell them point blank, I said, look, I'm going to teach you two things. I'm going to teach you a philosophy on how to become a better cook, and I'm going to teach you one or two dishes that you can make over and over and over again, because repetition is how you cook a great dish. Philosophy is how you got to start to think about food to become a good chef, is to really have a philosophy, understand it, and then, you know, back it up with what you actually do in the kitchen. And of course, you know, there's no way to replace the amount of time it takes to learn the craft, because at the end of the day, it's a craft and it's something that you have to learn. It's not like you can become an amazing, you know, architect overnight. You know, it's not like you can build perfect homes overnight, whatever it is.
And this is the reason that a place like Mina's Fish House is so popular, because you have gone through the experience of learning how to do this, teaching yourself how to do it. And I'm sure you probably made a mistake once or twice.
Absolutely. But, you know, and I think that, you know, what's really become just so very different from when I started in this industry. When I told my father I wanted to be a chef, that was a quick conversation of, are you crazy? You know? and it's, you know, you look at the level of people now that have really gotten intrigued into the food world and people that want to be chefs. And my position now at this point is I'm in an amazing position because I get to work with some of the absolute most talented people that are in this industry.
Sure.
And so the collaboration piece is just unbelievable at this point.
That's pretty awesome. You've won a bunch of awards too, I see. Congratulations for those. I mean, I could go through them, but we only have a few minutes to talk about it. Now, when we go to Mina's Fish House, is there anything special that you would recommend? What is the experience like in dining there?
Absolutely. So my first restaurant was called Aqua, and I opened it in 1991, and it was in downtown San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was an all-fish restaurant. And And at that point, you know, it was how do you create this four-star, you know, very composed style of food, four-star experience, great energetic ambiance and everything else. And really what we did was said, there's not going to be one dish on the menu that is not, the center and the star of the dish is not seafood. And so even if we used meat sauces in a dish, it still was a fish dish. So we did ahi tuna with foie gras, right? Mm-hmm. And a meat sauce. And that was our steak dish. Wow. But it was done with tuna. And so I always wanted to kind of take that foundation, because that really was a restaurant that was dear to my heart, and you know launched my career and had it there and at Bellagio. Take that foundation of creating a fish house, you know, where you have beautiful, you know, beautiful composed seafood dishes, right, you know, on the water. But really, the heart and soul and the start of it is the fish list. And the list is everything that comes in that day off the boat. And that's, you know, and that's the fun part. Because some days it doesn't get there till 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're writing the list really fast. And so, you know, when you go to Mina's Fish House, I'd say one thing that's really unique is kind of the traditional, you know, when you get shellfish, we do the cold shellfish that's on ice, like the oysters and everything else. We have this amazing wood-burning oven that we also do hot shellfish. So when you start the meal, you can start with hot roasted shellfish with, like, miso butter on it. And so there's that, and then it's all about the fish. So we get these beautiful, in Hawaii, you're just getting all different types of fish.
So, oh, sure.
Depending on if it's a paka paka, naga, opa, whatever it is. We have four different preparations that we do. We can get all the fish steaks, which is, you know, like a out of a large fish, like a swordfish. We have a, you know, you cut a steak out of it, and there's a preparation for that fish. Then there's whole fish, and on all of our whole fish, we either do these, like a beautiful broiled fish with, like, with ginger, garlic, scallions, black beans, a little bit of the Asian flavors. We do a very Middle Eastern Mediterranean fish fry, where we fry whole fish with cumin and coriander and all these great spices, and serve it with naan bread and curried rice, and then we do a fish that's grilled and steamed. And so you can get your whole fish done on the grill and then wrapped in banana leaves and steamed, and that's much more of a Hawaiian technique.
Michael Mina, you are just amazing. You are totally – I'm sitting here with the biggest appetite in the entire world. I could go down there and probably eat there every night for a month.
Well,
just the way you describe this just shows the love you have for what you do. And that's what makes your restaurant special, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.